Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect delays in Kempton Park on Modderfontein Road East near the Gautrain Bridge. And then in Pretoria, there was an accident earlier on the Mabopane Highway northbound at Block XX with slow-moving traffic there.
With the IEC seeing a record number of young people registering to vote, the social media platform TikTok has ramped up efforts to combat misinformation, hate speech and other negative uses of the platform. A similar drive during the 2021 local government elections saw more than 90 million engagements with this election-specific hub. More on this at about 7. And moving abroad, Israel's army rejected claims that its troops had buried hundreds of Palestinian bodies at a Gaza hospital, saying it had been examined in a search for hostages. According to Gaza's civil defense agency, health workers had uncovered nearly 340 bodies of Palestinians allegedly killed and buried by Israeli forces at Nasser Medical Complex in the southern city of Khan Yunis. Taking a look at what's happening on the international business front, here's Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities.
U.S. markets are stronger in early trade, led by the Nasdaq, which had been under pressure recently. That index up by 1.3%. Apple's iPhone sold 19% less units in China for the March quarter compared to the same time last year. Then Spotify gained 8% as it said that it had gained subscribers and posted a profit.
From the USA to Europe, here's some other news.
Stocks were on the forefoot today as the Euro Stock 50 improved by 1.3%. Then steam coming out of the gold price as it dropped from $2,390 to $2,320 in the last 2 days.
A dollar trading at R19.20, a euro at R20.46 and a pound at R23.79. Gold at this hour trading at $2,325.54 per fine ounce and oil trading at $87.94 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Oh, I hate doing this, but I am the bearer of bad news, particularly for Springbok fans. Ulster have confirmed that prop Stephen Kitsoff will return home after suffering a season-ending knee injury during the Challenge Cup quarterfinal against Clermont. It's unclear at this stage whether he'll recover in time for the Test series against Ireland in July. The injury also prematurely ends his stint at Ulster. He's set to rejoin the Stormers next season. France's leading goal scorer of all time, Olivier Giroud, is headed for the MLS to join Los Angeles FC at the end of the season. The 37-year-old signed an 18-month deal with the Californian club. He is France's all-time top scorer with 57 goals in 131 games. World number one Novak Djokovic is considering going without a coach after 20 years in professional tennis. The 24-time Grand Slam title winner made the statement after receiving the top men's honor at the Laureus Awards last night. He ended a five-year partnership with Croatian coach Goran Ivanisevic last month following his third-round exit at Indian Wells. He also confirmed that he'll skip the Madrid Open in preparation for Roland Garros, Wimbledon, the Olympics, and the U.S. Open. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
This is Pick and Mix, exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Pick a Mix, we do every day from 6:30 until 7. We pick a theme, we mix together five songs around it. I have played out of my little boots today.
Yes, Rob has gone with
90s movie soundtracks. Do you know where we're starting?
Tell me.
Here.
Aww.
'Cause when last...
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when